there must have been about quarter to midnight. I left to go home, and I walked on the road. So the road, when you come out, you walk sort of straight on and then left. Greg had noticed that I'd left. He was still there with my parents, and he came out and rang me and said, you know, he was going to catch up with me. And then we had a conversation for 15 minutes. So as far as I was aware, Greg was behind, which I had no reason to doubt. And then that's the last time I've spoken to him, was on the phone. And then shortly after that, when it didn't come along with half, I realised that something was wrong. And basically, I've been looking for him ever since.
Okay, Sinead, I know this is very difficult for you, but hopefully now we get a positive outcome. Was there anything about Greg on the evening that would indicate that he, you know, want to disappear, or anything as you reflect on that might indicate why he might want some time to himself for a period, or anything like that at all?
It's a really important question, but in this instance, absolutely not. I think the thing that really sticks to my mind is important to remember is the reason that Greg left was because he wanted to come and see me. And that's because of the nature of Greg. He is like a very caring person. And he will have left to come and catch me up because he has been worried about me walking on that road by myself. Even though, you know, I was completely comfortable with it. That was why he asked us to come and see me. And he told me that when I spoke to him, that he was going to come and you know, catch up with me. So, yeah, I've got absolutely no reason to believe that there would have been any other reason for it other than that.
And in terms of his mobile phone, does he have a mobile phone? Did it, or does it continue to ring? Is there any possibility of, you know, using something like Find My Phone or anything like that there? Presumably it would be with him if he has one.
Yeah, so basically, Greg doesn't have an iPhone, and his phone doesn't have Find My Phone on it. And unfortunately, one of the other really alarming things is that after I'd spoken to Greg, I wasn't able to get hold of him. So I spoke to him initially for those 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I phoned him again, but For the duration of that call, his phone must have been in his pocket because there was sort of like the key tones of the phone. So it sounded like he was running, which made sense to me because Greg was like an athletic, he's a fit man. So that would make perfect sense to me that Greg would have been running on the road behind to catch up.
Okay. So it's an Android phone he has, Sinead, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
It's called an Oppo phone.
Yeah, but you do know if it's linked to a Google account, you can sign in if you were able to sign into his Google, and it can still identify when it was last pinging. So hopefully the authorities are looking into that as well. It's not a specific app, but excellent. Okay, that's good.
They are looking into
and as
it,
you say, he's healthy and fit, and there was no reason as to why he might go missing, and he has been missing now for quite some time. So what do you think has happened? Do you think he strayed off the road, or he might have become confused, or what, Sinead? Because there's no clear indication as to what might or could have happened to him.
Yeah, and I think another really alarming thing about it is even though Greg hasn't been to this part many times, that very day we'd walked to Fanavolta Church to go to Mass, we walked back. So both of them, you know, was in that route past the Fanad Lodge. So we'd done that twice together. And then we also walked to the Fanad Lodge together. So he'd walked that path three times on that day. And he has a really good sort of like sense of navigation in general. So the difficulty I've got is I don't know where he's gone. Now, when I spoke to him on the 15-minute phone call, he did say to me, which stuck out to me at the time, he said that he was in a field. So, of course, I said to him, why are you in a field? You know, it's a road. Like, you don't need to be in a field, you need to be on the road.
Mm.
And pretty quickly, he then said to me that he was on the road. Now, looking back on that, I don't know if Greg was just saying that to humour me, because he probably didn't want me to just keep going on about, oh, Greg got on the road, or make a fuss and, you know, come back or anything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's probably.
But even if he did stray off, even if he did stray off the road and became lost, you would hope that once daylight broke, because of who he is and his health and everything, that he'd very quickly, you know, get his coordinations or about him and then get home.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, obviously the sort of, as the time's gone on, you know, at first I thought, although I did have the initial thought that something had happened, because, you know, I went out looking for him straight away. My parents' friend who drove from home from the Swanwick Lodge, so there was a very small window where I hadn't spoken to Greg before I was out looking for him. It was probably, I would say, maybe like 20 minutes to 30 minutes at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brendan drove me and we went to a search. So that's another thing, is like, I know he wasn't on the road at that time because we looked everywhere. So it's just really difficult to sort of to know where he was. What we do know is there is CCTV on the road that leads to where we were staying.
Yeah.
Now on that CCTV, you see me walking past, and then you see Brendan driving my parents there, but you don't see Greg. So I know for a fact that he didn't go. So I know with certainty he was not on the road that he should have been on.
Right, so he did not take that path he'd trod before. He didn't go in the direction to the accommodation.
No.
I mean, is there any part of you suspects foul play here, Sinead?
Foul play is in.
That some harm came to him,
again,
a third party might be involved or.
No, because, like, you obviously in this situation, you just rack your brains.
Mm.
And to be honest, the only thing that I thought could have been a possibility when I was going through every single scenario is, you know, has he been hit by a car? Mm. That was the thing I was worried about. But there's absolutely no trace of that. And also, I didn't see any cars on the road when I was walking.
Yes.
And then when I went out with Brendan to look, I think we only saw maybe one car that whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. So no, in terms of foul play, I mean, I couldn't even. It's not something I've even considered, because for a start, he doesn't know anyone here.
Understood. Now, Sinead, we were on to the Gardaí nationally, and this is not, they have not claimed that, they're not stating this as a missing persons. They say that they haven't been notified of it. Now, on Garda Síochána from Dublin would issue maybe 3-4 missing persons appeals a day. Do you know why that might be, and what are all resources that normally are available in a missing persons case, i.e., you know, the rescue 118 helicopter, you know, whatever mountain rescues or whatever is applicable, are all those services actively seeking out Greg King at the moment?
Yeah. I didn't know that he's not been listed for missing person. I'll have to pick that up.
Please do, because just on the off chance he got confused, is in Galway. You know, I mean, I know for a fact Galway Bay FM would be running this story if they were given it, and you just never know. That's why Sinead, I was concerned when the guards didn't state he was a missing person. So maybe just follow that up.
I don't know how it works here, but I think in England it's like after 24 hours I will follow it up with them, because that's really important. But in terms of resources, Yeah, so we've had, last night, we've had the helicopter out. Like from 6:30, we've had Irish Coast Guard.
Okay, very good.
The guards have been here. Like, I do feel like, you know, at the moment, the resources are being used. And the only thing I really must say is the local people are very behind us.
Yeah.
And it's been really special. And it's been so appreciated by me and Greg's family. It's just been unbelievable. Everyone has helped us. And we're just desperate for people to keep helping us with the search.
Check land, check out buildings. If you've got a drone, yeah, get it up. Just keep your... And it could be over a distance as well, not just in that local area. Sinead, most times there's a positive outcome to missing persons. I hope it's the case in your case and that you and Greg are reunited really, really soon. I appreciate in very difficult circumstances you're helping us to get the message out here across the Northwest. And we, as I say, we've got the image on our social media, on our website, and the image is also on this live stream that we have of the show. So hopefully people have a look at that picture, and if they've spotted him anywhere, to get in contact with Gardaí straight away. Our fingers are crossed, Sinead, and I really hope there's a positive outcome to this, and you're incredibly brave to be able to speak publicly and at this very, very difficult time. So we're thinking on you, all right, and we just hope there's a really positive outcome soon.